You are like water. You are a raindrop, and drops can be ignored. But with all the raindrops around you, supporting you, buoying you up, you are a storm. You are an ocean. You are not alone. And storms and oceans both cannot be ignored. You are an ocean stretching out for the first time in your life, in memory of the ocean that overflowed generations ago, to overflow the new shorelines which constrict you. You're a raindrop, and a single raindrop is a momentary beat against a window. But you are an ocean, and oceans drown the shorelines and the houses built on sand in a Sisyphus of sound. You will be heard. You already are heard. You matter. You're like water. You're a heartbeat. You're a heartbeat pounding out the time. You are a heartbeat of America, and it pulses with your heartbeat, with all of your voices and with all of your emotions. We surround you, and we support you, even if we are not with you in body. Go about your day and know that we are with you. With every beat of your heartbeat, know that you matter. We buoy you up. Our hearts beat in time with yours. Even if you feel you are alone in a crowd of blank and silent faces, know that we stand with you. And the sound of 100,000 heartbeats is thunder. The sound of 100,000 heartbeats are drums that cannot be ignored. We are not ignored. We will be heard. You will be heard. You already are heard. You matter. You are a heartbeat. You are like fire. You are an ember. Though embers are brief, and embers can be put out, put enough of us together, and we are a fire. Fires burn bright. Fires are a beacon of light, of safety. We are a signal to all around, and conflagrations destroy. Conflagrations destroy, raise forests so that new trees can be grown. Different trees, different shapes, different topography and different geography. Better trees and better topography. Through the process of purifying, you create new life. Better life. Life which unfurls newer, greener leaves. Leaves which are more alive that were leaves which are more alive, leaves which did not dry up and cut with their sharp edges. Like fire, you will be seen. You already are seen. You matter. You are like fire. You do the right thing. You do the right thing not because this is easy, but because it is right. It is right to stand up. It is right to make yourself, to make ourselves heard. It is right to want to live a new way. It is right to be part of making that new day. It is right to stand up, to say that we are human, that we are equal, that we too are allowed to have our say, and have our say be heard and taken into account and spark change. New change, good change. Change that gives us more of a say, more of an equal starting line, less obstacles in our way as we rise. We want to rise up. We want to rise up not to just destroy, but to create. To create new words, new stories, new perspectives, new ways to see the world based on where we came from. New things, new jobs, new businesses, new ways to become greater. And to become better. new places to start from for our younger brothers and sisters, for our sons and our daughters. We reject the old ways, and we build the new. From and within the ruins of the old, you reject hate, you reject the immaturity of bringing yet more hate into this world. There is enough. You create new things. You advise. You write. You listen. You perform. You talk. You comfort. And you uplift. You are already heard. You are already seen. You matter. You do the right thing. You are like water. You are like a river, rising in its banks as more and more rain joins your current. Water erodes rock. Rock, over time, becomes sand, and even sand is washed away. You are like one raindrop among 100,000 raindrops, but every single thing that you do already matters. Every time you have struggled, every time you have beat your hands and your head against something implacable, something that seems like it never changes, it makes a difference. You hold your head high and you walk proud, and it matters. You turn your cheek and you forgive, even if you never forget, and it matters. You build up new things, new creations, and it matters. It matters not only to you, but it matters even to the blank and silent faces. To the blank and silent faces who do not know how to speak out. It matters to the old leaves who want to become new leaves. It matters to the forest that grows higher, healthier than before your ember. It matters to the shorelines, to the grains of sand that become raindrops. It matters to the voices that become drumbeats. It matters to the shorelines and the houses built on sand. If they are swept away, they were not worth keeping. You will build new houses with what you do, with what you have already done, and with everything that you will do. You are seen. You are heard. You matter. You are like water.